CITR 101.9 FM, 4 o'clock Tuesday, which means it's time for Discorder Radio. Wade, your host here, as always, my co-host, co-producer, and the technological glue that keeps the show together, DJ CJ, is doing much better, but unfortunately he's still not back with us. Crossing our fingers for next week. We're sending this one out to him, CJ, Spanish Moss, by Shout Out Out Out, back when you were feeling 100% last year and dancing up a storm on the floor of the Biltmore, the same place I was last week for the Neil Young show. We'll talk about that and so much more as Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. CITR 101.9 Discord Radio. That was Shout Out Out Out. Yes, four outs in there. From Edmonton with the track Spanish Moss from their 2012 smash. I guess you could call it that, which was titled Spanish Moss and Total Loss. And yes, the track Total Loss is also a track on that album. It's Discord Radio. As I mentioned off the top, CJ is still not with us, but fingers are crossed he'll be back next week. And without CJ here, it makes me have to work a little bit harder to find some interesting things to talk about when it's just myself. It's always much more exciting to have an engaging conversation with your co-host. But maybe, just maybe, our editor-in-chief of Discorder Magazine, which of course is the, I guess the father, I suppose you could say, of Discorder Radio, the editor-in-chief, JC Gibb, is just down the hall in his office. And maybe if he's listening, he'll clue into what's going on and come join me for a chat, and we can talk about some of the things to expect in the month of May, which we're only about 48 hours from. So exciting times, exciting spring times here in Vancouver and all over the Northern Hemisphere, of course, because CITR.ca is available on the World Wide Web all over the world, hence it being called the World Wide Web. Okay. So this past week, some of the interesting things that were happening in Vancouver, something in particular that I got had the pleasure of attending, thank you very much to Grace from the Biltmore for making this happen. But it was the Neil Young Songbook. It was a great event, which featured two nights back to back of Neil Young covers. The first night we had a great lineup. Unfortunately, I didn't make that one. It was the second night, actually, that I got to attend, which featured Louise Burns, Jordan Klassen, Johnny DeCourcy, War Baby, The Failing, The Wild North, Altered by Mum. And it was a great, great night, great lineup, a real eclectic mix of young, old, hip, not so hip. and everybody who just is a big fan of Neil Young and great music and some great local music. So it was a real nice mishmash of the old and the new. And it all came together nicely at the Biltmore for two nights back to back. One of the acts that was performing on the second night was a guy by the name of Dominic Frico. He's a local Vancouver artist who's had some recognizable success so far. He came third in the Peak Performance Project in 2012. He also was the Shore's Artist of the Month in September 2012, giving some shout-outs to our couple fellow radio stations here in Vancouver, the Shore and the Peak. But of course, we are Discorder Radio. I see JC Gibb emerging. Tell you what, you get comfortable, JC. I'm going to play some music, and we're going to come back and have a little bit of a chat about all things exciting for the month of May. But in the meantime, let's play some Dominic Frico right now. As I said, he did a great job covering a couple of Neil Young tracks last Wednesday night, along with Sky Martin. I was up there doing some stuff with them. I was really impressed with their version of Ohio, by the way. This is Dominic Frico with the track Burn and Start Over on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
They're saying the claims that my feelings are making me blind. But I disagree, you just can't do no wrong in my eyes. When everyone says that your patience for me has run dry, I still believe that I'll love you the rest of my life, of my life. Explain how I lost everything. The story is stupid and I'm so ashamed. I can't complain, no, I cannot complain. You feel much better when I stay away. But the fear and the pain that you'll no longer be in my life, it's strong.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Dominic Frico with Burn and Start Over. And he was burning it up on Wednesday nights. I don't know, trying to think of a verb there for that one. along with Sky Martin at a very minimized set, but they had a lot of artists to get to. Frico played between, I think, 9:15 and 9:30 at the Biltmore.
15-minute set, really?
Well, they got a lot of bands to squeeze in there. As I mentioned, they had we had War Baby was there. Actually, War Baby was hilarious. Oh, by the way, I announced him before the song. Let's give him the proper introduction. Editor in C, JCG. Welcome back to the program.
Give me a nasally welcome.
Yes. Well, we heard about your nasal infection last week.
Sinus infection,
excuse me. But apparently we've had the microphone disinfected, mic 2, so all future hosts, not to worry. Mic 2 is fine, even though JC's nasal passages are not so fine.
I'm not, like, wiping it with my mouth. But,
no. But even though you apparently don't feel so good, you look great. If I do say so myself,
he's clean
as shaven as JC, who's normally the scruffiest guy in the building, can be. His hair's all nicely, freshly cut short. Is this like you're springing into spring kind of look? What's going on?
I guess so. It was also just like I finished school and
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And then I usually get my hair cut like once or twice a year. And I was like, I finally have time. So just went and like got it cut off and kind of looked like a little animal on the floor, like the barber shop. And then so like I got out and my facial hair was longer than my like the hair on top of my head. So I had to, I just had to trim my beard too. So,
well, I wonder if it's almost you're kind of shedding the stress of exam time and school, and here you are, kind of like saying now that I thought that weight is lifted off my shoulders, I'm a brand new me to enter the spring season,
emerged out of the academic cocoon and into like I'm a butterfly about to go into summer.
Nice.
Beautiful.
All right. Floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee.
I should get a haircut more often.
Well, we are springing into the month of May. There was a proofing party, on Sunday. I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I was actually doing the sun run on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
That's to finish my story off mic. We were talking about how I was in Whistler till about 3 in the morning, slept for 2.5 hours, got up, drove down a van, did the sun run. And I wanted to make the proofing party, but I was in recovery mode at that point.
trying to.
What's that face you're making? What's that face you're making, JC?
Oh, it was funny. Like I was talking to the new web editor, Marchin, and he was like, "Oh yeah, all my friends are just like posting photos all morning of like them doing the sun run and stuff, and I was just like sleeping in, like, and also like the 99 was just packed with smelly runners, like trying to get out of TBC." So
you know, I don't know if it's so much the run; it's the. The buzz of seeing 50,000 people in the streets of Vancouver. And from a personal standpoint, it was 5 years ago exactly that I came to Vancouver to like look for, to seek my fame and fortune, if you will. And I happened to stumble upon the sun run that first weekend I arrived.
Wow.
So, I kind of, for me, it's like a reminder of the great feelings I had of Vancouver all those years ago. And now that I'm here 5 years later, it's exciting times.
Before you were jaded and sullied by the city.
I wouldn't say that, actually. No. I know I'd probably be a lot cooler to be, like, you know, all jaded and a bit pessimistic. I know being positive is not so cool these days, but what can I say, man? I love Vancouver.
I don't know what to say to that.
I don't know.
Being positive is always in style, Wade.
Oh, yeah? I thought... Anyways.
Speaking of being cool...
Hey... Well, yeah.
Seamless transition.
You know, it's amazing the amount of puns we can roll with this band, this cover band of April, who has did a phenomenal job at Record Store Day, body surfing through the crowd. Great album, Paint, which has 10 tracks, every single one of which is named after a different color. But, I was hoping we were going to talk about May, but I feel we've just kind of blabbered on a range of topics. Maybe we should just play some cool right now. You know, they are the cover band for April. Let's play them. We'll go chronological, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about what to expect for May. How does that sound?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, so this track is called Purple, which is the same color of my toenails after the sun run on Sunday.
I was like, oh, you painted your nails?
No, nah, yeah, sometimes, you know, you're running so hard. Anyways. All right, so without further ado, this is Cool the Band with Purple on Discord or Radio. CITR. Oh, there you go. Yeah. CITR 101.9 FM. We're back. Wait, there we are. Yes, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Cool, the band with Purple from their Bandcamp page. Track number 4 of 10, Colorful Tracks. Yes, kind of a cool concept album. Every single song is named after a color. Very cool. And you know, you don't see a lot of concept albums these days anymore. So it's always nice to see bands going back to that a little bit.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just trying, yeah, like, so now I'm trying to think of, like, more recent concept albums, but, I don't know.
Yeah.
I was looking at Flaming Lips' discography the other day, and, like, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, I think.
Fantastic album.
I think it came out, like, 2002 or something.
Yep, exactly.
Like, Jesus. It's 12 years ago, Wade.
Yeah. Ugh. Although that's funny because and by the way, we haven't talked about this at all off air. This is completely off the cuff for those that are listening. But I've had a bit of a recent re-falling in love with the album, if you will. Right. I recently discovered it here actually at CITR, looking through the old in the back room there. And I found it and I was like, oh, this album, I love this album. And I popped it in into the iTunes there, and it's been playing it regularly over the last little while. So. That's great. Fantastic. Maybe we're talking about it so much. If we have time at the end of the show, maybe we'll pop on one of the tracks from that album. But what we were talking about, which was a little more on topic, was the May issue of Discorder. This was like 3 or 4 conversations ago, I feel. I was like, the proofing party Sunday. Tell me about it. That's what I wanted to hear.
Oh, you want me to tell you about the proof of mind?
Yeah, well, and, you know, and what's happening with the new issue and all that?
Well, yeah, we have production near the end of the month, every month for Discorder, and we have our proofing parties on the Sunday of production. So it's a chance for, like, all the volunteers, like, people involved with the magazine to come to the station and get, like, a sneak peek at it. And also to go over it with a bunch of, like, multicolored pens and figure out, like, where I made mistakes. And Jazz made mistakes, too. So, yeah, so I was
on. And I'm sure there weren't many of those at all.
Well, I think it was last month's proofing party. Someone's like, oh, yeah, I'm not really finding any errors. I'm like, well, ideally that's a good thing, but I'm not a robot.
So. But as the real keeners of the proving party, you kind of want to find the errors to show that you're really into the proving party and you're really trying your darndest to.
Oh, it's really satisfying. And
it's almost like a competition. It's like you guys are like, we don't want you to find any errors. And all the proof is like, we want to find errors. It's kind of like this little mental head trip going on.
I start like putting things in like I put in like mistakes like on purpose. Like,
have you really?
No.
Oh, that'd be kind of
cool. No, that'd be awful. And like I wouldn't trust myself because what if I forget about it? And then, I don't know, like Discorder's like Disc Otter or something.
Disc Otter.
We'll see. But May, super exciting.
what a segue.
The issue got sent to the printers this afternoon, actually. So it's going to be making its way to the streets like over like the tail end of the week. Pretty exciting.
Can we expect it on shelves May 1st?
Yeah.
Maybe? Like
it should be, because usually the distribution goes over a couple of days. So some places will have it on the 1st, and then like other places like the 2nd and 3rd.
And what can we look forward to in this upcoming issue?
Should I talk about the cover band? Should I?
Well, sure. I mean, yeah. If anything, the April issue's cover, which again was the band Cool, which we heard earlier, I've got to say is without a doubt the best of the reformatted covers.
Yeah.
Only three so far. Yeah. But definitely the third time was the charm in terms of hitting the mark on the cover. So you guys, the bar has been set really high now. So even though the cover band may have a bit of local buzz, will the cover band's photo equal that of Cool's? It'll equal the coolness level of Cool's.
I can't say that it will just because like I love this cover so much. But it's still an awesome cover. It's actually Skinny Kids. They play 2nd in this year's Shindig. Mm-hmm. And part of their prize was being featured in Discorder. And so the cover is actually kind of like a family portrait style picture of the three of them. So it has like a nice, cool background to it. So
nice.
Yeah, really excited.
So let's talk about the band Skinny Kids. I first heard about them at the Sunfest last, I guess, August, in the summer. They played early in the day. Wasn't many people watching. But over the past, 6 to 9 months, a lot of local buzz about these guys came 2nd, as you mentioned, in the Shindig competition. And
They played Music Waste last year, too. And I think, I'm not sure if it's confirmed yet, but I'm pretty sure they're like hoping to play again. That's exciting.
Yeah. And now their sound is one that's almost timeless in a way. I mean, these guys could have been a band that was around 45 years ago.
It's very throwbacky, but with a modern, like a modern tinge to it, I'd say.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about that in the May issue. Well, I'm sure that's one of the many conversational tracks that that the feature article went on about. So if you want to read that, be sure to look for Discorder all over town. I mean, there's 10,000 copies distributed through Vancouver, so hopefully you get your hands on one of them. Starting on May 1st. So without further ado, why don't we play... Oh, there you go. JC's JC's cold broadcast on the World Wide Web. So Skinny Kids, this is from their self-titled cassette. It's a great looking cassette too. It's like a nice kind of 1950s kind of lime green, real throwback. So this track is called Sandalwood and Peppermint. Maybe that's why the tape is the color that it is. But yeah, without further ado, Skinny Kids, the May cover band. Here they are on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We'll be right back. go. A nice fuzzy throwback sound for you. Skinny Kids, Sandalwood and Peppermint on Discord Radio, and they are confirmed as the May cover band for Discorder magazine, the fourth issue of the reformatted, smaller magazine. I'm sitting here with JC Gibb, the editor-in-chief of Discorder magazine. What's been the response so far like? We've had 3 months of the reformat.
Oh, for the redesign?
The redesign, excuse me.
Generally really awesome. And like even people that I've been meeting that didn't know about Discord before, and they're just being introduced to the magazine. They're like, oh yeah, I really like the feel of this. And I'm like, oh, you didn't know what it was like a couple months ago. I don't know. I like both of them, but I don't know. Something about this new format, like it's just having like more pages and like more flippability, I guess.
Flippability. Yeah.
Flippability.
Yeah. It's also, you can put it in your back pocket and walk away with it and not have it get all crumpled.
Yeah. And I think in the last, because I know we were having a couple issues with, the first couple issues, or first couple installments, there were a couple of issues, and one of them was just, like, the front page curling, but you might notice, like, in the April issue, we actually lost the Pantone, which was the pages where it was just, like, a single color of ink, and then we traded that for, like, a higher higher level paper. And so I think it works out awesome. Part of me misses the Pantone, but at the same time, I think it's definitely worth it to have like just like a little bit higher quality paper.
Right on. Good stuff, man. So what else is happening in terms of live music in Vancouver in the that you're going to be going to check out in the next little while?
Even just this weekend, I'm actually going to the Lady Hawk show at the Biltmore on Friday.
Oh, right on.
I think my friend's actually listening right now. Allison, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah.
Going to that show with you. And then on Saturday, there's like a huge conflict of interest because the Music Waste warm-up is happening. And then also Vancouver Noise Fest as well. So you have to pick your favorites on that one.
Wow.
Pick between your two favorite kids, I guess.
So much, because I actually didn't realize the Lady Hawk was playing in town this weekend. But I mean, those guys are, I guess, good local legends. They've been around Vancouver for a long time. Even the album cover, their most recent album, No Can Do, features the UBC pool just right out of here.
Oh, really?
Did you not know that?
No.
Oh, I've got the digital picture here. But there you go.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If you happen to be near a computer or Google images for Lady Hawk No Can Do, and you'll see the UBC, the pool in front of the War Memorial Gym, which apparently is already seen its last days of water. Now, in fact, we're having a whole big all the construction at UBC. It's no longer going to be. So it's almost making this album cover much more iconic because this pool is no longer.
In memoriam of the UBC pool.
Exactly. You know what? We're talking about Lady Hawk. Again, this is one of those shows that, I had a certain roster of music planned that I still plan to play. We still have 25 minutes to go. But now that I'm talking with you, JC, we happen to talk about Skinny Kids, the May cover band. We throw Skinny Kids on. We're talking about Lady Hawk. Why don't we throw some Lady Hawk on as well?
I'm sorry for derailing your plans.
You know what? It's okay. That's we try to be malleable here at the show and go with the flow sometimes. And sometimes just got to let the conversational flow continue. And even when it comes to music, like you were saying this weekend, you're caught between what to do, and maybe you just got to go with what you feel. So right now I was going to do this whole little punk and ska set related to some of the great musical acts that are coming to Vancouver starting as early as this weekend. And we'll talk about that after we play this band, right? Lady Hawk, because you brought it up. So thank you very much, JC. This is the title track, the No Can Do. It's called No Can Do. And this is Lady Hawk on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah,
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, No Can Do from Lady Hawk. They're playing the Biltmore this Friday night.
This Friday night.
Exciting times. As part of a great lineup of live music. I mean, we're very lucky in Vancouver. We always get lots of great stuff. But there's the music. There's the noise. Music noise. What's this thing called?
Vancouver Noise Fest.
Noise Fest. Yeah. It's a little more on the kind of hard metal sort of scene. But that's happening this Saturday and Sunday?
Not really noise metal. It's more like experimental. Like.
Oh, I stand corrected. Okay.
I'd say like drone-y.
Okay, well, I saw the black. Did I see Black Sabbath playing?
Black Sabbath? No, no. Oh no, it's at the Remington Gallery.
What? Black Sabbath is on the poster. This is like another band named Black Sabbath.
No, Blue Sabbath.
Oh my God!
Blue Sabbath, you know what? Black Cheer.
This is going on the radio here. I hope no one with influence is listening because my facts are all over the map today. All right, maybe we should get back to what I really did want to talk about, and that was that there is some exciting things that are happening in town in terms of a bit of the punk and ska movement. Number one, Montreal's The Planet Smashers. You've heard of them. Mm-hmm. A legendary band, kind of rose to prominence in the 90s. They were in town last week, actually, and they got a brand new album out, so it's good to see they're back in the mix. We're going to play some of them a little bit later in the show. The Stranglers, the UK band from the 80s, they're featured as part of an amazing story here in Discorder this month. This is the issue that is still around for the next couple of days. Great story about the Stranglers. We'll talk about that in a second. But up first, a band that is coming to town on Wednesday night, absolute legends from California, punk legends going back to the early 90s. The band is called Pennywise. Are you familiar with them, JC?
Name sounds familiar, but I might just be thinking of like the clown from It.
Yes. A scary, scary character. This band, California punk band. They've had about over a dozen albums, played the Warped Tour many, many times. And one of their original members, what's his last name now? Jason, he unfortunately wrote a song called a Bro Hymn for all his friends that had passed away. Three of his buddies, I guess, all had died within a year. And he wrote a song that Pennywise recorded called Bro Hymn. And then, unfortunately, he himself died in 1996. So on their follow-up album in 1997, the remaining members of Pennywise recorded a track called the Bro Hymn Tribute, which to this day is kind of like Pennywise's signature track. And they usually play it at the end of their shows. It's a real kind of anthemic sort of sing-along. And hopefully we'll be playing it tomorrow night when they take to the stage at the Commodore. Yes, Pennywise coming to Vancouver. Get excited, punk fans. So without further ado, we're going to play some Pennywise and get into a bit of this like punk and ska retro respect to international acts that are here in Vancouver, have some kind of Vancouver connection. We'll be doing that for the next couple of tracks while JC and I can yammer away as we have been. So here we go. Pennywise with Bro Hymn Tributes. Yeah. Turn it up, sing along if you like. It's Pennywise on Discorder Radio.
Find a way. We don't get the message, but there's a new gift that we're gonna pay. There's got to be a way. So give us one good sign. Side to side we're on, 'cause I'm running out of time. Millennium upon us, and still we are denied. Fruits of public labor and even needs of blood. For 30 or 70 to just a precious few. Only one thing left to do. Legends to celebrate the race. Try to fight each other, system must be replaced. Xenophobic zealots are preparing for war. What is it we're fighting?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
CITR 101.9, that one was, that was Pennywise, but yeah, that was actually the track, Running Out of Time, because we were running out of time, so we played that one instead. But no, I want to play Brohim. I also wanted to honor your call about Pennywise the Clown, so there was our little clown station ID. This has been a show of hijinks and disorganization all the way, but let's play Brohim right now for Jason Matthew Thirsk, original founding member of Pennywise. Oh, this sounds about right. Okay, yes. Brohim. On Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Life of the Party from the Planet Smashers, going back to 1997. They were in town last week as part of their tour to promote their brand new album, Mixed Messages, their first album in over 6 years. Good to see the Planet Smashers and that great Montreal ska sound back. Before that, we heard Pennywise with Bro Him, the tribute to Jason Matthew Thirsk, the bass player who unfortunately passed away in 1996. And yeah, we heard another Pennywise track before that as well. So, and to continue along with the music here, this is, as I mentioned prior to the little Pennywise double shot, in Discorder magazine this month, we have a great little story written by Erica Lyron. Thank you very much. It's on page 13 of Discorder. It's called What the Stranglers Meant to Me. We have a little feature on Discorder magazine called Discorder Revisited, where it started actually with the 30th anniversary issue last year, where we various contributors talk about either stories about music past in Vancouver or directly related to CITR or Discorder magazine. And Erica Lyron played with a band called the Debutantes back in the early 80s, and has a great little story about her crush and how he invited her to the Stranglers show, the UK act the Stranglers, when they were here back in April of 84. And if you want to read that article, pick up the April issue of Discorder magazine, or definitely do that. And then the part two version of that story will be available in the May issue, which will be coming out in 2 days' time. So in honor of that that little story, a great story, let's play some Stranglers right about now to honor. Oh, hold on a second there. Just got to wait a second there. That should be better. Okay, yeah, here we go. This is The Stranglers with the track Skin Deep on Discord Radio for Erica Lyren and her great story, What the Stranglers Meant to Me, on CITR 101.9 FM.
Many people tell you that they're your friend. Need them, you need them. Watch on the river bend. Make sure that you're receiving the signals they send. Brother, you've only got two hands to lend. Maybe someone makes you move. Some nights loom up ahead when you're asleep. Some days there's things on your mind you should keep. Sometimes it's tougher to look than to leave. Better watch out for the skin deep. Better watch out for the skin deep. Watch out for the skin deep. Brother, watch out. Watch out for the skin deep. Better watch out for the skin deep. One day, the track that you climb and get to speed. Your emotions afraid and your nerves are starting to creep. Remember the days, as long as the time that you keep. Brother, you better watch out for the skin deep. Better watch out for the skin deep. Better watch out for the skin deep.
Going back to April of 84, that's The Stranglers, Skin Deep, in honor of the great Stranglers article in Discorder magazine this month, written by Erica Lyren. Just about out of time here. Want to wish CJ all the best for recovery in the hospital. Hopefully he'll be joining us next week. Coming up next is Andy's show, The City, and we're going to close it off today with a band which is also featured in this month's issue of Discorder magazine. They are Devin Miller and Garth Coverton. They're known as Reef Shark, and this is their track Frozen Beaches to close it off for us today on Discorder Radio. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.